The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to BB on Blast, BB20 pre-finale edition with me, Gaz Moonves, and...
me, Julie Chen. And we're also joined by the Zingbot. Zing!
Now, and me, oh dear, I need my medicine.
Now, there's nothing worse than doing a podcast with
someone that hasn't watched the fucking show.
I fucking hate it when I listen to a podcast and someone...
Hey, Zach hasn't watched it half the time. You don't complain about him.
He's a BB Cash.
Yeah.
No, I don't complain about him because I like him. no, but seriously, is this or nothing because the show fucking finishes on Wednesday. So, but you have seen The Double Eviction, baby.
I think I have, but I can't remember if I have, but I possibly have.
Well, let me tell you.
I have got some notes, I think.
Well, pick your phone up off the floor.
First episode we're starting from? Is it where
I've not written
Sam had a rant at the end and said, I'm going to rip the hinges off on the way out?
Oh, that was at the end of this episode, I think.
Then I have got episode notes on
I'm not
one.
Sure, actually. Oh, hold on. Did we already do that?
No, I don't think we did. Well, I might have done.
Oh, God. This is going
This is shambolic.
Hold on.
Is it about Angela... Smelling.
Basically, this is the episode where Hayley went out at the start and then Brett went out at the end. It was just a fucking car crash. For starters, everyone voted to evict Hayley. Julie, you look ravishing.
Oh, yeah, and Julie went, oh, it's my turn to tell you that you look like a picture or something. Okay, I have seen this episode, but I don't think I made notes.
And then Julie's like, Hayley, you and Fessy said in the house, you're the worst players ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I think you were.
Yeah. and then she's like, what do you think of Fessy? And Hayley's like, I think he's awesome.
Wait till you see the footage. It's a fucking numpty.
And then all of level six have basically done goodbye messages going, oh, it's Brett's fault that you're out. And then Brett said, oh, it's level six's fault that you're out or whatever. So they all like engineered to put it on Brett.
Oh, when... Hayley was going around going, you've totally got me, you've totally got me.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing.
Mm. To whom?
Casey. She was right up Casey's...
My favourite thing about...
right tossing Casey's salad.
My favourite thing about Julie Girl is how much they hate Casey. Just like anyone but Casey's win.
Casey's awful.
Just like, oh, she's the worst.
And I bet you she's still fucking in there as well.
Well... You're going to find out. So
this is exciting because I don't know what's happened.
And there are some exciting things ahead.
Good.
So...
For some reason, I wanted to sing the Judy Girl theme then, even though we're not Judy Girl. Judy Girl. Go listen to Judy Girl. Follow at Judy Girl Pod and at BB Team North. And what's Zach's Twitter?
Something, a cool breath of air or something.
a fresh of breath air. I think it's like Zach Types is his Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So the next HH competition was a memory comp, buffering. And it was like, oh, after so-and-so fell over, what happened next? You fell over.
Oh, do you know what? I did see a bit of BB Comics.
Oh, yeah.
So I have seen some Big Brother, but I forgot about it.
That was ages ago. Anyway.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Was it the videos you saw? That was a different thing.
Films. What's buffering? Tell me about buffering.
Why don't you just keep quiet and I'll tell you what's happened. It was like,
I'll be like Kay at a sex party. I'll just watch.
It's like after Fessy went along the slip and slide.
Fessy J.
Did he fall over or did he get his cup in the
thing? I watched that one.
Yeah. Buffering.
What happened next? It was like home videos. Yeah.
Tyler won was what happened next.
Oh, gross.
And then Tyler was going to Brett, throw the veto. I was going, Brett,
don't throw the veto.
This was the episode where everything happens in one night. And I was so excited. Jack was here. I was like, this is going to be so good. Wait till you see what happens. Like, there's no time for strategizing, blah, blah, blah. Then fucking Tyler went. He was telling Brett to throw the veto. Tyler was like getting everyone into the room. And Sam was going, oh, you got to get Angela out. She's a bitch. she hates me. And Tyler was just going, Tyler's going, do you trust me? Do you trust me? And she's like,
do you trust me?
Yeah.
The Aladdin edit.
And then Brett come in and Tyler's like going, do you trust me? Do you trust me? It's like, fuck. So then Tyler put JC and Sam up with an option to backdoor Brett.
Yeah, because they didn't want it to look like Brett was a target,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. JC was shook, I put. So then they did the veto.
I'm going to say fucking
terrible. What?
No, I'm not going to say
no,
it.
No, don't say it, you scumbag.
You know it, don't you?
What? No, what?
No, don't. On, I can't say it on the podcast.
What?
It's not suitable for broadcast. It's really offensive.
You've made it sound worse, though. Go on, just say it.
No!
All right. So then, the veto was block and roll. You had to get the ball into the target zone, and there was rockabilly music.
Oh, was it that really long
Oh,
one?
Was it a puzzle?
No, it was like a balancing thing.
Yeah, you had to move these little
things. There were three balls
around,
involved
little,
in that, I feel.
A little maze thing. No, you had to move the little pieces of the maze around or whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. Angela won. So as soon as Angela won, I knew Brett was going. Yeah.
We needed Hayley to win that.
Hayley was gone. Tyler didn't have to get any blood on his hands. And then Tyler and Angela were talking in the room. And I thought Tyler said, put JC up. And I was like, what?
JC
but he didn't. He said, take JC off and put Brett up. So then Brett come in to talk to Angela. And
he was
like, we're
sticking
good,
to the plan,
we're good.
Right? And she was like,
she
yeah.
She was like, yeah.
Who was it that he thought was being targeted? Sam.
Sam. Come on. Casey was like, let's go.
Oh, fuck off.
And then I put, how could Brett be so stupid?
Wait, she held the meetings in the have-not room.
Yeah. How could Brett be so stupid, though, to think they got a double eviction and they're going to take Sam out? I do think Brett was very naive, don't you?
Yeah, but he's El Cockroach, so he thought he was going to survive.
Level 6 Cockroach.
But unfortunately, the anal lice got him in the end.
And then Angela goes, the speech... I would like to use the power of veto on JC. I call this move being one step ahead.
And then Tyler stepped up and went,
yeah.
And I call this move being two steps ahead.
Did you see Brett's little face? He looked...
sad.
He looked like doing like a 1,000-yard stare. He knew he was fucked.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put poor Brett, he knows. And then
had a nice pink vest on as well.
And then Sam said to Angela in the storeroom, I'm sorry, I doubted you. And then Brett, in his speech, said, well, you've got your minds made up, but please don't send me to that house with Blockstar. Everyone voted to evict Brett, but did you see...
Even JC.
But did you see JC?
Well, he was sad about it.
He was shook. JC looked pale as fuck.
Now he knows, like, he's definitely next.
Yeah. I've put level 6 eating her own. And Brett goes, can you pack my things, please? And Sam said... We'll pack your stuff nice and tidy.
Yeah, I do remember Sam reassuring you of that.
And then Tyler said, oh, you're the best player in here, kissing his ass as he went out the door. So then Brett come out and Julie...
He is not the best player in there.
I know, Tyler's just jury managing. And then Julie goes to Brett, you got played, son.
Did she?
She's such a bitch.
Julie's been on
year.
It. She didn't give a fuck anymore. Yeah. Her husband's fucking in all over the press. She's got nothing to lose.
She's got lost the talk. So Julie goes to Brett, you chose not to expose level 6 in your speech. And Brett said he actually thought they'd evict Sam and he was level 6 till the end.
Ouch.
Yeah. And Brett said, I knew I could beat JC or Sam. And he said he thought Tyler was his ride or die.
We all do.
He said, we slept in the same bed first night and I'm old fashioned like that.
He is funny. I like Brett.
And then Julie was like, oh, but would you vote for Tyler at the end sort of thing? And Brett said he respects his game. Game recognises game.
Julie can't ask those questions
now.
Spoiler.
Julie's being very inappropriate this year. I was so sad to see...
Loose cannon.
I was so sad to see Brett go out like that. Shouldn't have gone out like that.
Well, I got a spoiler on it.
What? How?
Fucking Andrew, aka Super TV.
Oh, Andrew, you've been up to all sorts this week.
He put it, rat bag. He put it in the Superfan chat.
Did he?
Yeah.
Like, he knows better than that.
Like with a thumbnail, like a YouTube link or something, and it was Brett sat next to Julie, and I was like, well, that spoiled half the double eviction for me, and that's why I just bowed out from there on in. Not really, I haven't got time to watch it, that's why.
That is not cool, Andrew. He knows how spoiler averse we are. Well, I got spoiled on something else, but we ain't come to it yet. So that's the double eviction gone.
So from here on in, this is all brand new information to me. Well, I have not seen any of this. This is story time.
Episode 36 was absolute dog shit. So this is the one that I filmed myself watching. God knows why. It was so
chose
boring.
A bad one again.
It was terrible. So the BB announcer guy goes, the bro had to go, which was quite funny about Brett. Angela was smiling as Brett walks out the door. It's that thing after the double eviction where they show like a flashback of like, here's how it all went down sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? They show the bits you didn't get to see and mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. They show more of the deliberations in the ad break, right?
Yeah. Mm. So Brett actually thought Tyler was going to backdoor Angela.
Get out of here.
I know. And then JC said to Tyler, please don't send home Brett. And that was when Tyler went, do you trust me? Do you trust me? So then...
I wonder what I'm interested in now, and maybe you can tell me, how is, like, JC and Tyler's relationship gone?
I shall tell you.
Good. I'm looking forward to this.
Mm. When they evicted Brett, Tyler and Angela both did this. Like, they were putting a seatbelt on. They both made this motion to each other.
I don't like that. What
does
it mean?
It was weird. I don't know. Strange. I noticed them both do it to each other and smile.
Ooh,
weird.
Gross. why it's gross.
It's like, buckle up, baby. So then Sam went to Angela and she said, oh, I'm sorry that I called you a bitch to Tyler during this.
Damage control.
And Angela went, don't worry, I've heard it all before. And then in the diary room, Angela said, I may be a bitch, but I'm going to get you out next. Blah, blah, blah. So then Tyler and JC had a little conflab in the storeroom.
Right.
And JC's like, what the fuck? Why'd you get Brett out, basically?
Mm.
And Tyler was going, oh, Brett was coming after you next.
Oh,
blah, blah,
no.
Blah. Yeah, all this shit.
Scaremongering, like witch hunting.
But JC was like, JC
knows
like,
better, I think.
JC basically said, I didn't know Tyler was that close to the girls. And then in the diary room, JC said, Tyler is a bad person. Mm. If I win, I'm going to put him on the block. Then the HOH competition was BB Flicks and Chill.
Oh God. Okay.
And it was basically the video, they showed video, like front of videos or DVDs or whatever. And it was basically all the old housemates. So you wouldn't have even known half of it.
Okay.
But Paul was in some of them and Raven and shit. Yeah.
Was it like photos or drawings?
It was quite funny. There were like films with like puns and stuff. But it was quite.
They like photoshopped them in?
Yeah. It was actually quite funny. Like. There was like La Wonderful Life for this guy, LaJuan, who was in the house once, who was quite funny. There was a lot of BB19 people. But anyway.
Was Raven in it?
Yeah. There was like Kevin was in one and stuff. And yeah. It was actually quite funny and quite. It was like a trip down memory lane for me, but you would have been like, whatever. Mm. Anyway, Angela won.
Oh, fuck. What competition is this? HOH.
Yeah.
This is not going well.
No. And then JC said, in real life, I'm smarter than this, really. So Angela was saying she wanted Sam out, which I was quite surprised because I thought, you got
JC
Sam or JC. JC is obviously a lot smarter than Sam, right? So I thought, no way, they're going to get Sam out. So then, this was when Angela said, I love you to Tyler.
Oh, gross.
She said, I love you. He didn't say it back.
He's evil.
He said, I'm speechless. But I heard he has said it back since. And he said, I'm scared to death.
Of what, Angela?
Just being, yeah, being in love. But then in the diary room, he was like, oh, I guess I'm in love with Angela. I know. Imagine being in love with that fucking thing. And she was like, oh, he's the first person in 5 years who I've been close to. And blah,
they're such an awful couple.
I know, it's the worst, isn't it? Hopefully she will, like, destroy his game. So then...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, this fucking singer come in to do a performance.
Is someone that we know?
No. Well, do you know BB Rexha?
I've heard of that.
Fuck knows who it was.
No, I don't know.
Honestly, they had the old rug out and she sang a song.
She's a country singer or something.
Yeah,
shit.
Basically. It was awful. But Angela goes, oh, I've got all BB Rex's albums at home. She's my absolute favourite.
Oh,
exactly.
Paid to say that.
She said, I know all the words. And then BB Rexha was singing. I didn't see Angela mouthing a single word, but Sam was mouthing along. Tyler said, BB Rexha is one of the biggest artists in the world.
I've not heard of that, actually.
Honestly, she was a right weird thing.
How do you spell BB?
I have no idea.
I feel like actually I might have seen it on Twitter or something.
Yeah, maybe. So then we've got, that was the end of that episode. So then we had this Wednesday, the surprise eviction.
I've heard about this. Surprise eviction. Did you tell me there was a surprise eviction? You did.
Surprise, maybe. So Julie was like, oh, hi, everyone. Like, come over the thing.
Is it live?
Surprise eviction. Yeah. I'm going to show you the end of this, but I'll just tell you about the start of it. So Julie's like, oh, hi, everyone. And then they all come and sit on the couch. Julie's,
so you're not going to tell me you got evicted?
No.
Okay, cool.
And so Julie's like, oh, are you all there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like a school teacher, like, counting them all there. Makes me laugh. JC went, that creature Tyler has been going behind my back. JC, like, properly hates Tyler now. Yeah, it's good. Like in the diary. He said he should have kept Fessy in and all this.
Yeah, no shit.
Tyler was cutting an avocado.
His dumb puppet.
Tyler's cut an avocado in half and dropped half on the floor. I was like, huh. And then JC was sitting on the couch talking to Orwell, and he's going, it's just me and you, Orwell. Aww. It was really sad. And the others were in the HOH room watching JC going, what's he doing? And, like, laughing at him talking to Orwell. It was sad. But then they said, like, they felt sorry for him. He said, I feel...
How was Sam somewhere else?
She was doing taxidermy. She was doing God knows what, making some weird thing.
You can't do taxidermy.
Honestly, I don't know what it was. It was weird. JC said he feels completely alone. He said Sam doesn't even count, which I liked. So then JC was going to Tyler, use the veto on me, and we can get KC out, please. And then
At least JC's trying.
Yeah. Oh, then they had a food fight. That was quite funny, actually. So then the veto was a maze. It was the BB Labyrinth, and it was called Your Maze Unnumbered. Honestly, it's not worth showing you. It's quite boring. But they had to go through the maze and find...
I've been finding a lot of these competitions so tedious. It was quite boring.
They had to go through, find a witch, a wizard, and something else. Mm. So basically, either Sam or JC had to win to get save off the block. Yeah. They all had to wear these horrible tights. Tyler was wearing tights.
Wait, I don't think you told me that Sam and JC were nominated, but I guess it was obvious.
Yeah. Look, you ain't watched it. I'm doing my best. It was kind of like the honeycomb maze on Takeshi's Castle, you know that?
No, I know Takeshi's Castle, but I don't know the honeycomb maze.
Yeah, these people come out and go, rah, I'm like pushing the water, it's funny. anyway, so then they had to pull a sword out at the end, and I've put live by the sword, die by the sword.
Nice reference in.
So the times, they, you know how they reveal the times of who's won the veto. So KC did the maze in 5 minutes and 46 seconds.
Feels fast.
Tyler did it in 6 minutes 29 seconds.
KC won it, didn't she? Go on.
Angela did 10 minutes 50 seconds.
Come on, JC.
Sam timed out at 30 minutes.
Oh fuck.
So JC's got to beat KC's 5 minutes 46 seconds.
He didn't.
JC got 11 minutes and 9 seconds.
I hate Casey.
She's the worst, isn't she? So
I fucking hate that woman.
I know. So now we'll watch and see what happens.
Oh god.
We've just done all that in 17 minutes. That wasn't bad.
I already know what's going to happen.
But do you, though?
Or do I? I don't know.
Who knows? Let's see.
It was a surprise eviction.
Let's see. Who knows maybe what's going to happen? Maybe
actually the people that weren't nominated were nominated in a funny twist, like
you,
BBUK.
You just expect the unexpected. You just never know.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right, we're at the surprise eviction, and I've just skipped to the part where they're voting,
Julie
basically.
Julie looks ravishing in pink, as Katie might say.
Oh, Julie, looking ravishing tonight.
You know
tonight.
What? This personal disaster's doing her well to give.
It is, actually. She's a new woman. But she's still sticking with him.
Let's head back to the living room.
Okay.
Find out.
Hello, house guests. Well, they're not dressed up because it's a surprise, so.
In just a few moments.
Angela looks disgusting. She's got her toes sticking out of her tights or something.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Sam looks awful.
I know.
Sam, you're first.
Hi, Julie.
Oh.
I'm really sorry. I wasn't expecting company today.
Oh.
It's been just a regular old day.
Oh, she feels so awkward about how she looks.
My fellow house guests, you know what I would say if I had something planned. We all know each other really well by now.
Look at JC.
JC looks like been asleep.
Each and every one of you,
those that are not with us and those that are still here.
They're not with us. It's like they're dead.
Earlier, I would love the opportunity to do something for myself.
Yeah, you've had like I'm not ready to 3 months.
And if I do, please feed the fish. I don't want them to die.
Jason, you're
pathetic.
Up. Hola, Yuri, ¿cómo estás? Espero que bien.
Oh.
I said, hi, how are you? I hope you're okay. Well, first of all, I just want to like keep the same path. Thank you to CVS, everyone, etc. And let
look after your pets.
I really have to pee.
I really have
Sam,
to pee.
Sam, thank you so much. It sucks to be here with you. Let me give you a hug.
Aww.
Come on over yonder, just like Dean. To the HOH. I love you so much with all your patasos and everything. You're welcome. And
I'm
then
so...
to my family right Ugh. Here. To my big bro boyfriend, Tyler. He knows he has to keep me because I'm the love of his life. And I know we can kiss here because production won't allow us. That's okay.
JC's a troll in everyone.
I know we didn't kiss because production wouldn't allow us.
JC, you know what to do, girl. I love you. We're a team. And we're going to just like keep going strong in this house. Thank you, Julie.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
JC.
This is a hot mess.
And thank you, even all wet was
time for the voting to begin. Neither nominee is allowed to vote. Angela, as HOH, you will only vote.
Who do you think is going?
She looks like she's been asleep
One
as well.
One at a time, Casey and Tyler will enter the diary room and cast their vote to evict. Casey, you're up first.
JC.
Please go to the diary room.
But then they might be sick of Sam by now because she's a black sheep.
Casey knows that
but
JC
who's the biggest
has been
competition
her,
for
it
out of Sam and JC?
JC.
What will she do? Hi, Casey.
Hey, Julie.
Please cast your vote to evict.
I sadly vote to evict my girl, Sammy.
Sam's
Thank
gone.
You.
Thank
then.
You.
They're all going to vote the same way.
Tyler has a final two with both Sam and JC. What's
Sam,
best?
Is this where Tyler's
going to
turn on Sam?
Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Julie.
Please cast your vote to evict.
Can't argue with that. I sadly vote to evict Sammy.
Thank
wow.
you.
Can you believe it? I couldn't believe it.
I think they're done with her because she's been quite like depressed, hasn't she?
So Sam is the perfect person to take to the end.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I was just agog.
He's sitting next to, but then maybe she's popular.
Sam will leave the house.
She hasn't played any game though.
I could not believe that they evicted Sam over JC.
The votes are in.
I was.
No, it's a strange move game wise.
It's
and walk out the front door.
The wrong move.
Mm.
By a vote of 2-0. Sam, you are a big brother house.
Do you know what? I know that Sam's...
Look at the slippers she's got on.
I know.
Moccasin.
They all look like they've just been dressed out in a charity shop.
Yeah.
All of them.
Those socks. Go on, what are you going to say?
What's she swearing about?
I don't know.
My things.
Yes,
those rips in Tyler's jeans. So cringe.
I'm really about to go do this in my sweatpants.
Oh, bless her. At least change your shoes, Sam.
I know, going out in those moccasins. It's against nature. That is eek.
She
eek,
could take
eek.
That jacket off as well, maybe.
Yeah, I know, it's hideous, isn't it?
Quickly put her hair down.
I just couldn't believe that they evicted Sam over JC.
No. Who did I say I thought would go? JC, right?
JC, yeah. I was sure JC would go.
Oh, Sam looks
go.
A shell-shocked.
But
I
she's
don't like
walking.
Seeing her like this.
She'll be glad to be gone.
She doesn't look okay. She looks war-torn.
We don't have that much time, but we want to pick your brain. 2-0.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Yes, I was.
Why?
Well, Tyler had always said that he had my back in a final two.
She believed it.
JC's kind of annoying.
But she knew.
So.
JC's kind of annoying.
I love him. Love his little heart, but he is annoying.
What do you think of Tyler now?
I don't think any differently of Tyler or any of them. That's been my philosophy from day one, and it's not going to change.
We heard you say time and time again that you felt very alone in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
I think that a lot of the times I did it to myself, but I guess I'm just so very different, and I was not prepared for this. Experience.
I'll say.
But it's been life-changing.
I was going to say, like, Sam has exhibited some questionable views and things, but like, I've got such CBS. A soft spot for her. I just love her.
She's sweet.
And my mama and my brother.
I wouldn't be surprised if she got America's Favourite.
Oh, I'd love it if she did.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Surely JC's a contender for that as well.
In the final seconds, what did you learn about yourself doing this?
Oh, that would take much longer than it's been phenomenal. You're radical.
You're a better person for
practical.
It?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I think that she's like... We've been through a lot mentally.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
She doesn't look like the same person that we're walked in.
What, a robot?
Thank you, Sam.
Wheeled in.
Up next, the power is up.
Like, she doesn't look well.
And the stakes could not be higher. The winner of this HOH competition.
Look, they show you the HOH competition.
Oh, complete.
On finale, so, stay with us.
Well, it occurred to me, basically, like, this year's UK Big Brother is 53 days. These fuckers have been here for
87 days.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, is it 100 days already? Like,
it's a long time.
It's more intense than our Big Brother.
It's way more intense.
Because of, like, the constant strategizing. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to cope with it either.
No.
House guests.
This comp is funny.
What, the bleep?
You've not seen this one before, yeah, where it makes it sound like they're swearing.
Yeah, we did it last year.
Yeah.
The final three, but... will also be
I hate Tyler.
I hate him as well.
I hate Casey.
I do too.
And I hate Angela.
I do too.
This is a horrible end of the series.
Awful, isn't it?
She looks like a man.
She does.
And like, you shouldn't pick on people's looks, but...
She's a cunt. She deserves it.
Here's how it works. You will view a number of videos containing...
You did a little shoulder dance. But even JC's dancing.
Tyler looks evil, doesn't he?
I don't like that man. Casey and Tyler look like
the same person.
Yeah, of the same genealogy.
Yeah.
Determine if it's true or false. For every correct answer, you'll be given 1 point. The house guest with the most points after 7 videos...
What do we do now? Where do we go from here? The only hope is JC wins it, and he's not going to win.
Do you think he's going to win it? JC's not won one competition.
And he's not going to get this either, because it's like...
I had a vision. You're supposed to
suck
me off.
It's like you then suck me off.
Yeah. I thought wank me off.
Answer, please.
What did Julie say?
Pull me
answers
off.
Answers are locked.
I think take me off.
Let's
I thought take me off.
Yeah, it could be pull or take me off.
Was the real word?
Pull, take me off. Take me off, I think.
I just had a You're supposed to take me off.
Yes.
Do you know what? I got nearly all of these right.
Brett has such good shoulders.
JC and Tyler, you both got it right. You each get a point. Reset as we move on.
Good, at least Casey's not got a fucking point. Yes. Annoying bitch.
I'm so excited, each and every one of you.
So many.
That's good.
True or false?
Tyler's laughing.
Spend time with.
Nah, it wasn't too long for spend time with.
Or what was the other one? Option? Oh, false. True or false? Yeah, false. Can't be spend time with.
Answers
get to know, I think
locked.
It was.
That's long as well.
Let's see if spend time with was the real phrase.
I'm so excited to get to know each and every one of you.
Know,
how the fuck are you meant to remember that, though?
Nah, it's all about, like,
it
does it fit
false.
In the box, really, isn't it?
The phrase was get to know. JC.
Yes, JC. Right? This is
you
HOH.
Everyone reset. JC takes
oh,
the
my God. I'm getting excited now.
Oh, big brother.
Oh, big brother.
Out of the five people that could have caught up, you weren't thinking about me, and that could have been me. So I found that to be really... Sorry, love you, but sorry.
So I found that really, what is it like?
True or false?
Shitty.
The bleeped out word was disappointing. Answers, please.
Disappointing, I think true.
Oh.
Answers are locked. Let's see if disappointing was the real word.
That could have been me. So I found that to be really selfish. Sorry.
Selfish.
Love you, but sorry.
At least none of them got a point.
Which makes the correct answer false. The bleeped out word was selfish. No one got it right.
Is it first to a certain number?
It's seven questions.
Here's your next question.
I know.
It's a long way to go.
I know.
And I want to make sure I apologize to the people that I... And it's I apologize for my immaturity.
True or false? I believe that word was hurt.
Fucks.
Answers, please.
I just thought fucked for every single one of them.
I don't think it's
answers
hurt.
Answers are locked. Let's see if hurt.
I think it's false.
Was the real word?
I thought it was hurt.
And I want to make sure I apologize to the people that I hurt and that it's. I apologize.
Even Jack got that one right.
Like, why would anyone feel hurt by Scotty? Was my question.
Right. Everyone gets a point. Let's move on. Reset.
Yes, JC.
Here's
Queen.
Clip number five.
Five. Yes, we're getting close.
Rachel, I have nominated you because we haven't really very much.
This is so good.
Stephen,
and Judy has to present it with a straight face.
I know.
Answers,
talk
please.
Very much. Yeah, that could be true.
Answers are locked. Let's
all
see
go in the same way.
So
even if it's,
I thought maybe clicked.
Even if it's true or
we
false.
We haven't really talked very much. Oh, but I know that
they don't say clicked very much over there, I don't think.
Nah.
Which makes the correct answer
it's
true.
So good because
everyone
the scores
right.
are just going up equally because they're all answering the same
now
way
reset.
Every time.
Please don't reset until I ask you to.
All right, Julie.
I'm
Jason's
so tense.
Four. Tyler, three. Casey, two. Here is clip number six.
Fuck me. I'm so glad that you showed me this.
I know.
Last week, Tyler...
sure or false?
The crowd
phrase was spoke to.
It sounded too short for spoke
answers
to, didn't
it?
It
sounds like it's true from your reaction.
I honestly can't remember.
Oh god.
Answers no. are locked.
Then she's still far
let's
behind.
See, spoke
she's behind.
Was
me.
The real phrase?
Last week, Tyler came to Bailey
came
and
to
asked Angela B. back door.
Yes! JC got it!
The bleeped out phrase
wait, isn't there one
Jason
more question?
Yeah, one more, but
each get a point.
Look.
Both got it right. Reset.
Could be a tie break, though.
Mm.
JC with five.
Gaz's eyeball at me.
Two, and
I can Dimitri.
Here is your last clip.
Who would you like to in this game? Probably yourself.
Sure or false, the bleeped out word was trust.
Work with, I think. Considering I watched it, I should know.
What does it mean?
Answers are locked.
She's not. JC is still far ahead. So
the real word.
So he's won regardless, surely.
Who would you like to empower in this game?
Has he?
Probably yourselves.
He's won regardless, though.
Which makes the correct answer false. The bleeped out word was empower.
What?
However, we have.
Yes!
Congratulations, JC.
Yes! He did it.
Yes, JC, get in.
Who's he
just when you needed it.
Who's he going to put up?
Tyler,
who's
get
gonna...
that fucker out.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
They should have evicted him, but they didn't. Wait, Sam would
jokes on you.
Sam would never have won it.
One step ahead, two steps ahead.
Yes.
Fucking five steps behind JC,
yes.
You cunt.
Now, you know what that means. Level six can't make it to final three. JC is guaranteed final three.
Really?
Yep. One of them's going today.
Yeah, they have to.
In this next episode, one is going.
And we haven't seen it yet.
Nope.
Oh my god!
One of them is going.
Yes, JC, you fucking beauty.
I could not believe it.
This is the only possible
I know.
Good outcome
I know.
That we could have had.
That's why I showed you it.
Thank you. That was so worth watching. Look at them all. Look. JC wants to celebrate and none of them want to go near him.
I know. They should have evicted Sam. She would never have won
she
that competition.
Won it, you're right.
Wait, let's she talks to him now.
She's going to troll them a little bit.
Hello and congratulations, final four. Give yourselves a pat on the back. But the star of the hour is JC. JC,
yeah.
This is your first win.
It's kind of adorable when you can't see his weird bald head.
How does it feel to be HOH?
I was just waiting to win the right one.
Yes.
Well, this is the right
not
one.
Not true, but
this
yes.
guarantees you a slot.
Let the others are fuming.
They look so nervous.
What do you expect to see in your basket from home?
I want... Aww. I don't want like any sugar stuff. Please, that sugar.
No sugar.
Protein bars. And yeah, just protein bars. That's it.
What?
Just protein bars. Oh.
Bruno Mars. He wants Bruno Mars.
He wants eight bottles of champagne.
And Bruno Mars in his basket.
All right. Congratulations, final four, and good night, house guests.
Night.
Tune in tomorrow night at
let's go.
Central for another
home. If
evictions.
So we're going to see the noms, the veto, and the eviction all in this episode.
Yes, queen!
Oh, this is so worth it.
But do you know what?
What?
I got spoiled on that.
No.
Someone tweeted me directly to say...
That person's cancelled. They cancelled.
Do you know how badly it was spoiled? Pre-veto, they said JC is new HOH. So I not only knew JC wasn't going, I knew it when HOH.
Hang on, who? Why? Why would they do that? Who is that person? Do they listen? They don't listen to this.
Obviously not. I said, oh, thanks very much for the spoiler.
What a comeback.
And then James texted me and goes, oh, you'll never guess who the HOH is.
Oh, well, that's a spoiler in itself.
Because if it was Angela or Casey or Tyler, no one... I just like, people. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's put me through hell.
So I knew anyway. So
that's really
annoying.
It's
bad, isn't it?
So that was a pure, honest reaction to that.
I knew you'd enjoy that. And now, now I'm excited to see what happens, even though it is 20 to 3 in the morning.
Sorry, my fault entirely.
It's all good. I'm going to have a wee. Let's pause. This podcast's only 35 minutes long so far.
It's probably one of the best ones yet.
Guys, it's 2:49 a.m. thanks to Gaz.
2:49 a.m.
But we've got to watch this. We've got to see you guys.
Can we watch it on 1.25 speed? Oh, look!
No, we cannot. Julie's wearing one of...
Level 6 will get level.
Davina's old dresses with a hole cut in it.
Level 6 will get leveled. No, Gaz, I don't watch things on 2.5 speed.
Julie looks like she's dressed from a Halloween costume. After head of household Angela put this is good. I need this recap. Look, when JC had his wig on.
Keep your wig on. Can you keep an eye on this and check it's recording?
Yeah. Angela?
Finally gonna be able to come for you. Amazing veto competition. Casey was knighted with another golden win.
God, I hate her.
She's the worst. I don't mind who goes tonight, actually.
I need Tyler out.
But imagine Casey and Angela at the end. But yeah, it would be legendary.
Yeah, but JC could beat those two easier than Tyler. Mm. I mean, Tyler's played everyone, so it's unlikely he'll win, I guess, because it should be a bit of jury.
True.
However, he's still got a better chance against Angela or Casey. Yeah. But then Casey's won a load of competitions, so people might want to honour that.
Yeah,
you know?
And people like her.
Okay.
In the house, they do, yeah.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Oh, Sam literally looks like she needs therapy.
Yes.
Congratulations, JC.
Yeah, look at Tyler going grab him.
Gross.
Yes. At the end.
Oh. Yes, jury segment.
You
make wrong it. We'll sort of
all of us,
Bailey. Uh-oh. Watch those cheeks, Bailey.
Yes.
Sam eating on the stairs.
No credits.
I hate the music on this show.
Julie Chen-Moonves.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. You don't
never
need to keep rubbing
it
in.
Yeah. She's going to change her Twitter handle as well.
I hope not.
Yes!
Tyler, Casey, and Angela are fighting
for their big brother lives. Look, Angela's dressed up.
Do you think it's embarrassing to stand by someone who's been accused by loads of people of sexual harassment?
Yeah. She also had plastic surgery to make herself look more Caucasian. So, yeah. She's morally a bit bankrupt. And who will head to the jury house? And but first, we'll find out live. Is that ring tonight? She's got on?
But first, oh, I like that. JC is like a sheath.
I want to see JC in power. I'm sure he won't get HHitis.
Nah.
Day 90.
To be honest, I hope he terrorizes them.
Yes.
They deserve it.
They do.
I get it. My first HOH of the season. Big Brother 20, JC is top 3. That's it. No more games.
Yes.
I don't like that relationship going on between Tyler and Angela.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's had a thing against that for a long time.
Angela, what about Tyler?
Go for Tyler, JC, you muppet.
It sucks. It sucks so, so bad. We had one more target.
They've got a turn on each other now.
Yeah, they've got a choice. They're going to suck up to JC.
They're going to turn against Casey, I think.
Oh, of course. Tyler and Angela are going up.
Level 6 is bad.
JC's giggle.
We have made some of the biggest moves in here.
Yes.
And really wanted to make it to Final 3.
Such an error not taking JC out, and I love it. It's not going to happen. It's just like a little glitch in the process, and then you're fucked.
JC's not too pissed at me and still wants to stick true to our Final 2.
Yeah, your Final 2, fake Final 2. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Pity party. That sucks.
Like, his first comp win is going to be HOH's. Hugging them, move out. Four.
It's not your room anymore.
I want to see Angela cry.
Really? Like, nobody saw this coming.
That mascara, why is it all so clumpy? Her
eyelashes are in horrible shape.
No, she's got. She don't know if Kat's got mascara on.
Shit, it's muddled my arse.
Go break out. Okay.
This episode should move pretty fast because it's got the norms and the veto and the eviction. Here you go. Who's he gonna put up?
Hey girls.
He's gonna put hey girls, slot. He's gonna put Angela and Casey up. Oh god, my voice has gone far. You're gonna have to carry on, girl. I would love to have seen some of the bits in between as well, though, but anyway.
Yeah, there's not enough time in the edits, is there?
I'll hear about it on a podcast in a month. Let's go home, Casey.
This is the nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility
as the head of household. Oh, look, the table shrunk.
Nominate
is it?
Two house guests for eviction. In my nomination
because it's JC's HH, the furniture's smaller.
It's lower.
No,
really?
No. No. Always shrinking. No.
The first house guest I've nominated is
Casey. Angela.
They didn't show any of the campaigning. No.
No time. I'd love to know though. Oh, look.
Casey's loving it.
Look. Tyler's a juicy backdoor option.
Yes!
Oh my god! Yes! Look at his face! He's so angry!
But what if Tyler wins veto?
Well,
Angela and you, Tyler.
I know, he's off.
First of all,
Casey goes.
Angela, since the beginning of the season, you've been one of my favorite person here. I've always had your back no matter what.
Ooh.
So, what do you do, Angela? You get the HOH, you didn't even make me feel included. You just like throw me there. You've just been a bitch to me.
Yeah.
You know, I've always had your back. But throwing me right there on the block, that was a very, very, very bitchy move. Ceremony. It's a germ.
It's a germ.
Beautiful speech,
JC. That was good.
What I like about this is for JC, it's personal as well. It's not just game.
And that person gets to decide.
Whoever wins veto.
And honestly, chooses. I'm not really prepared to have to
Oh, don't know, this bit's confusing. I think whoever wins veto chooses who goes. But obviously, it can't be JC.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Welcome
to the club. Because there's only one nomination.
Yeah. There's only one choice.
Yeah, there's only one person nominated.
Yeah. One person voting. Yeah.
You know what I mean. Confusing my concept.
It is confusing, this end bit, but who cares? Because some kind is done.
There's only one vote to go.
Yeah. Woo! That was a bitchy move. I know all else got headband on.
Yeah, it's rainbow flag.
I'm excited.
Has sent their enemies to jury. The jury house. Or should I say the Faute house?
Shade.
Faute mansion. Faute towers.
Life in the jury house has been relaxing.
It'd be quite nice to like move in with your alliance though. In a nice house like that.
Oh, Brett's gonna show up, isn't he?
Yeah, awkward.
That's cool.
Mind you, Fessy and Brett got on quite well at the start.
Scotty again.
Back in the jury house.
I'm surprised they haven't sent Scotty home for setting Judy Chen.
Hilton head.
Unanimously again.
You're
lying.
Fucking idiot.
I was too dangerous for all of them.
Yeah. Too dangerous at CBS. It's wow.
All
right,
I am out of control.
Why does Team North like Scotty so much?
He does, right?
He's obsessed with him. Right?
Maybe he's better on live feeds than the edit.
Ah, please. You are the next head of household.
Next house guest I've nominated is...
Oh, Hayley's got a turn up as well.
Oh, yeah.
Bessie gets a banger in Jury House.
Pisses
me off that these
people are.
You made your own bed. Yeah. All of us. Did we?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not.
But I'm still not as big of an idiot as you are.
Wow.
You did
pull me up. Don't act like we're all as stupid as you, because we're not all as stupid as you.
Tell
the opposite side. You have a power. It's pretty stupid, Bailey.
Yeah. That's true.
Good point.
Let's remain positive. Hales could totally run HOH, and one of them.
Rock solid,
that would be great too. Yeah.
Bailey looks like Fess is really grating on her.
Yeah.
Were we? I don't know.
Were we?
Were we what?
Is that nice? Is that
Hayley? At least our homegirl's still in there.
Nah.
I miss you guys. Oh, hair looks good.
Hayley's been to the hairdressers.
Yeah,
on
the rest of them
have.
The rest of the hair looks shit. The shit is great.
Damn, man. As much as it does suck to see her leave the game.
Now I get to bang her.
Me and Haley had a good relationship. We spent a lot of time together, so I'm hoping we can just continue that, keep the ball rolling.
Haley swept us.
Was it unanimous?
Haley looks good.
Damn it.
Why is everyone wearing tie-dye? Is Rockstar dressing everyone?
Probably.
Fessy's leg going.
Made it themselves, getting busy.
Going into it, did you have any, like, agreements with anyone? Like, somebody?
No.
Who would I have that from?
Is that the comp you saw a bit of?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was annoying.
Casey's already on her third. Casey is playing the best game. No. She hasn't made any enemies, and she's winning where it counts. Well, now that they've clean swept us out, they're going to have to start turning on each other.
True.
Rockstar looks like she's lost weight in the jury house.
Yeah. She looks great too.
Fessy's hair is awful.
It looks greasy.
Pole, but I think Sam was right there with it. The thing is, someone's going to be following me shortly.
Brat.
Because that was a double eviction. Yeah, we had a feeling. I would love for the next jury member to be Angela or Tyler. I don't think it's very likely, but I would love to see it.
She does look skinnier, you're right.
Yeah.
That's my gut feeling.
That house looks like the Osbournes' old house.
It does, yeah.
Joins the jury, then. The final,
it's in LA, isn't it?
Are
you right?
Grads.
You're tired.
Don't say
it. No, I just heard you yawn.
Is that yawn?
Yeah.
Whoever wins this POV,
some caffeine.
Join him. Stay with us.
Someone said, can we get live feed for the jury house? Because I miss Brett.
I miss Brett too. Who knew we'd like Brett?
I know. I hated him at first, but he turned out to be fun.
I felt sorry for him when he went. He looked so cowed versus him.
Can we now turn on them?
Look at him painting.
It's like playgroup.
Yeah, it's
like the mental
good.
Hospital, isn't it?
CBT. Sam is going to need CBT.
If the thing are still in there for the $500,000, I wanted Angela out, I wanted Brett out, and I wanted Tyler out.
Oh, yeah,
out.
She hates Brett, don't she? Yeah, Big Brother. Oh, my God, look at Brett's socks. His jeans. Ooh, dad jeans. What's up, losers? That's rich.
Obviously, it sucked. My alliance burned me. I should not have told Tyler my plans to go after the girls.
This guy is a douche.
Oh, she's dyed her hair.
Tool. Oh, he's going to ruin my jury experience. How did you end up here, man? Oh,
that was old footage.
We would love to see, actually. Okay, Brett, just how bad is it?
Hold on to your panties.
Congratulations, Tyler. You are the new head.
Hold on to your panties.
You were sitting pretty.
I was sitting pretty. I love you guys.
JC and Sam.
JC and Sam, thank you for taking the places.
Wait, what?
Tyler told me he was going to backdoor him.
So Fessy looks weird.
Can you believe that?
He was the one that came to me with the whole plan.
What? His facial expression?
I don't know. It just seems awkward.
It's because he's got long hair on the side.
That was the one that she went.
I saw that.
He didn't throw it though, did he?
No.
Go, go, go. Just let me do it.
I would like to use the power of veto on JC.
I call this move being just one step ahead.
I feel like Brett's addiction was perfectly orchestrated. I feel like Tyler knew exactly what he was doing.
He's had hair extensions done
a lot more than I ever gave.
Yeah, she has.
They got good lighting in the house
as well.
Shows me that Tyler and Angela's bond is even stronger than I thought it was. Right now,
why has everyone got tie dye on?
Would have to be Casey because she's made moves in the game, but Tyler and Angela. Have
punishment.
Is that they actually think they're the most epic game players ever?
I mean, they're doing pretty
better
good
than you guys.
Self-destructed the entire game.
Yeah. That's it, and there's no one else. Brilliant.
I have to look around.
Oh, God. Not another
one. That beard
the nerd head.
One of these losers out.
Who's turning up? That's it.
Sam.
Oh, I forgot about Sam. Sam's just glad to be out in nature.
Sam is just the cleaner.
Yeah, the fish
cow.
Will do. Fish will do. Shut up, Sam.
Been a little more selfish because
I want Heidi to win America's Favorite Player.
Look what it got. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Who sent you home, Sam?
We will have to just go in here and find out because I still am reeling. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I was like, let's go because we need answers.
Let's go.
Please tell us what happened.
Why are you so close together on that count?
It's been arranged.
Congratulations, Angela. You are the new head of household.
Oh, God. Like Groundhog Day, isn't it?
For the third time.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
what the fuck's the theme of that? Why is Tyler dressed like Hugh Hefner?
Oh, yeah, I know. That was weird. But the videos, don't know.
Something stupid, ridiculous.
Yes.
Where did the technology theme go?
Exactly. Where's the theme? Even you're asking.
Insanity.
Okay, Casey.
I'm telling you, she's a beast.
Casey is a beast!
When I lost that veto competition, I knew that that was
I still don't know why they evicted Sam.
Of 2-0, Sam?
No.
You are evicted from the Big Brother
house. It could have been level 6, final 3.
Maybe they were scared of our popularity.
Very secure in that Tyler was going
she never
to
won nothing,
follow
though.
Through with our promise. On day 3, he and I made a final 2.
Okay, now Rockstar's got the right hair.
I thinking it was the right thing to do. Why are you shaking your head like that? Because
I had a final 2 with
Tyler. That tells me that Tyler
so
never
did Scotty.
Acted in my back,
yeah.
And he used me, but as much as I like hate that he did it, I gotta respect him.
Game respects game.
Yeah.
Pinky promise is null and void.
Yeah.
I trusted Tyler throughout this entire game, and I don't think I'll ever fully trust him ever again.
Aww.
One bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
Well, he had finals too with everybody on his couch, mostly on this side of the couch.
Tyler never actually did wrong by me. He just knew I was targeting him since week 1 or 2, and he wasn't wrong.
Clearly, we weren't in agreement all summer. We're not in agreement now, so we're just going to have to see how this goes. I know a lot of people in this house don't have a great taste in their mouth for Tyler, but there's not really anything that I can think of that makes me dislike him on a game level, because so far, all that I've seen is great gameplay.
Yeah, he's outwitted you. JC needs to get Tyler out.
Absolutely.
Up next, it's the final.
I think they will send Sam back in as a robot just to troll them.
Stay with us.
Shit. That was a good jury segment, actually.
I'm just here to check on the fish.
Yeah.
her. Who's that? Angela to win that veto. I'm rooting for her.
Production.
Time for the final and most important power veto competition of the summer. The winner not only guarantees.
Doesn't even feel like it's summer anymore.
They could hold the power tonight at the live eviction. It's time to find out who will win. The power.
It's probably
of
still
veto.
Nice over there in the in Florida or whatever. True. Not Florida, LA.
To the final power veto competition.
A few miles away.
In this competition, you will be given a clue about the competitions that
is
were
that
played.
The
voice of the App Store.
Is to land a ball in the thumbs up icons for all the correct competitions. Once you believe you have the correct answers, hit your button to see if you are right. If you are correct, the game board will light up. If you are incorrect, you will hear a buzzer and have to start all over again.
See,
it
is here's another one that Sam would have been shit at.
I don't understand.
Receive a strike.
This is my favorite music on the whole of BBUS.
Is it
Task
is
spending music?
The final and most important veto of the summer. It's time to play. Down to the wires.
I don't understand it. I couldn't follow it.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't get it.
I wasn't even listening. I just switched off.
I was like half trying.
In the final three, 100
at this point, no.
Look at Tyler. He's so determined.
The most difficult decision I'll ever have to make in this game. And that's picking between Casey and
Angela.
I'm already at choice. Now the only thing I need to do.
JC's got like ruddy cheeks with the excitement, hasn't he?
It's gonna be out the window.
Level 6 has been doing amazing this season. But you know what? At this point, it's every player for themselves. So let's make this veto number
let's
5
go.
To stay alive. It's game time, baby. Let's go.
Shame.
This is the most important predictable veto of the season. Whoever wins this guarantees their spot in the final three and gets to decide who casts the final vote to evict.
Angela needs some mascara remover in her HH basket.
Sure,
Round 1. Like the competitions on the wall that were hacker comps.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
So what do you have to do? Climb up there?
Pulley system with old drain pipe.
Oh, okay. Okie doke. An old drain.
So I have to like all of the hacker comps. And you know what? There's only 2 hacker comps and I won one of them.
I remember, unfortunately.
We gotta crack the code and hack the house.
Casey is too good at comps.
I'm struggling with this competition, which is going very slow. And keeping the ball, you know, like balanced, and then make it pass all these little, like, thingies.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't need to win it.
That's true.
We don't know who JC's target is. That's what's annoying me. I want to know who his target is. Has she won?
She won that round.
Oh.
But I think it's an elimination thing, right?
Yeah, last so he, JC will probably
be
out now.
Yeah, JC's out. Oh, sad to see JC out though, when he should be raining.
Crack the code and hack the house. That's one strike for JC.
This is not a good
spot.
A strike.
I knew the answer, but I wasn't fast enough with my balls. I need to be quicker in the next round, or I'm just going to be out of the competition.
Round 2. Like the competitions on the wall, in which house guests from previous seasons...
Yeah, that swamp bang, whatever one. Yeah, chop, bonk, spank. What?
What did you call it?
Swamp bang.
Swamp
bang. It's a swamp thing on Mario Kart, that's why.
Crazy.
With the vetoed.
That would have been more appropriate to the pond themed one.
Yeah. This music. Casey's gonna win it, actually.
Oh.
Actually, if Casey wins it, Tyler Angela has to go.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Which would not be a bad. I do want Tyler to go, but for the end game, I kind of don't. Do you know what
I mean?
Tension. Yeah. Yeah. But in a way, I really want him to go. The answers are
chop, for me, bonk,
yeah,
spank, it's got to be Tyler or Casey, because yes, Casey's been too much of a comp beast, and yeah, I don't want the jury to reward yeah that. I just need one of them out
if
now.
If Casey wins the season,
Angela's, I don't think Angela's liked or respected as a player. No, so one's gonna vote to be him honest, JC yeah against Angela would be the perfect end, because yeah he'll win it.
Yeah.
Especially as the jury is mostly Falte.
Round three. Like the competitions on the wall that were played on the day of the double eviction.
Yeah, that was loads of them.
Three.
For this round, we have to like the competitions that were played on the day of the double eviction. This is super easy. This competition is
that because they did 2HOH on the same day?
This competition is called Lock.
And then it's the green
yeah
one, is it?
Yeah.
I know. That one. BB
Flicks and Chill. That's what you missed.
The answer is buffering, lock and roll, and BB Flicks and Chill.
We could have watched this on 1.25 speed.
This bit we could have, yeah. I don't watch it on 1.25
you don't notice much.
Really?
Yeah. 1.12 you don't really notice. 1.25 is like, you might be slightly aware, but...
Look,
we're
talking about this. Like Lewis. Hot Lewis and BB again. Oh. He's
that's
out.
One strike for Tyler.
Oh, good.
I'm going up against two of the best female athletes I've ever met, and they just absolutely destroyed me this round. I gotta be super careful. One more strike, and I'm eliminated from
two of the best athletes, he should have said.
Round female four athletes. The HOH yeah competitions on the wall that were won.
Angela's hardly an athlete.
Is no she is. She used to be a gymnast, apparently.
Has she competed in the Olympics?
I think she was trying. I think she was trying to. But I said she was too much of a cunt.
It was a couple. I said Haley, low and flow, and hashtag too long.
This is boring me now.
It's shit, isn't it?
I might go for a wee. But don't you definitely...
Go on, go for a wee, and if anything...
Well, I can still hear it.
It's not great for the podcast,
I just
but...
I smooth with it and work my way to the right one. I want to go to the final three, so I need to pull this thing out to solidify my spot there.
I'm still here, guys.
Tyler has been eliminated.
So I get my second strike, and I am officially out of this competition. I no longer control my own destiny, and it is totally out of my hands.
It's down to me and Casey, and neither one of us has a strike yet. I have to really focus
Tyler's
on
out
and win these next two rounds so that I can pull myself off the block.
JC and Tyler are out, and we have Angela, the one.
I don't really want Tyler to go, guys.
I have got to pull through to ensure my
spot. I want Casey to go.
If I do not win this and she wins, I'm going home.
Round five. Like the competitions on the wall that were veto comps.
Vetoed. Guys, it's 3:15 in the morning.
So in this round, I have to like all the veto competitions.
Yeah.
And this is not good. I know all of them.
It's your so fucking fault. What time you got work tomorrow?
6 p.m.
Ah, that's not too bad.
So ill though.
Me and sit.
Can you do that on shift work? Like?
I don't know. Probably just won't get paid, don't it? You must be able to bring in sick because I don't want you sneezing over the customers.
Your first strike.
Did I?
Not ideally.
Round six. Like the HOH competitions on the wall that were won by women.
Guys, we've got this nothing so to say long about it because it's boring.
It's too long.
How's your wine with the icing?
I finished it.
Show or high water. Hashtag
where are you going? Did you get that cool stuff?
Yes.
Is it nice?
I got these like flavor sachets. Oh, so yeah. You can add flavor to
I want
to
try it.
All the competitions that were won by women, and I think there's.
I was reading the website about it.
Flavors are not bad.
Hmm. Some people were saying it made them like shit themselves and stuff.
Yeah.
Now I have to start all over again. I have to figure this out ASAP before I get my first
strike. Don't want it right now.
No, I'm not offering.
Your germs on it.
I forgot to read the word HOA. Ah. No, I have to move fast or Casey's gonna knock
me
out.
Oh no, I don't want Casey to win. Casey. Angela will go if Casey wins. You're having a rocket. And your wine?
Wine's gone.
I keep putting the ball in buffering, and buffering was not won by a woman.
Sweet.
It was won by Tyler.
Congratulations.
Tyler's like a woman.
He has long hair, but he's not a woman.
Congratulations, Casey.
She won. It's Angela or Tyler going, and it'll be Angela. Yeah. Who votes, though?
I cannot Casey. Believe that I can't.
Is it?
Yeah, she's won it now. She's got the right to decide who goes.
Shit. She's quite tight with Angela.
Yeah.
Will she vote Tyler out?
Maybe.
Fuck! Shit!
It's not about personal relationships.
Oh my God.
It's about game. And whatever decision she makes is going to be based on...
I mean, if I was Casey, I'd think I could beat Angela.
She's got a final two.
Why is she riding that by like ET?
I don't know. She's got a final two with Tyler, though. But her and Angela have been tight the whole...
Nah, right now, look. Fuck your final twos, like...
Look, Tyler's crying.
She deserves to be in the final three, and I'm happy.
I'm happy, but I'm just sad.
Crying!
The original plan was for me, Tyler, and Angela to make it to final three, and then we were going to hash it out from there. But
well,
now
fuck
I'm
no,
forced
mate.
To evict one of my best friends. This is such a hard decision. At the end of the day, I have to do what's best.
You got
to
make the game move, Casey.
She's not gonna, she must want Tyler out more from a game
perspective. She's going to evict Tyler, don't you think?
I hope so.
So
oh my God, I'm excited.
Reigns once again, punching her ticket to the finale.
Oh God,
about
her in the finale.
Of her game. The
we have to watch it now. We have to pop though in the final now.
The finale is less than a week away. And we won't just be handing out $500,000 to the winner. We're
America's favorite.
$25,000 to
I reckon
America's
Haley will win it.
House guest. Here's how to vote.
People don't like Sam. She's violent.
Having won the power of veto.
I let Casey looks grim faced.
I might vote for JC as favourite. Just for like LGBT solidarity.
Shit!
Hello, house guests. Casey, congratulations on winning the
final.
Amazing. Now, by doing
think Tyler's got in her ear?
You. Have only guaranteed your safety.
She's going to evict Angela.
Yeah, Tyler would have got in her ear and she's going to evict Angela.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I bet.
Angela.
Tyler. Angela's dressed up, look.
She's an idiot. That's true.
Is, less than a week away,
is that considered dressed up, though? Look at the state of it.
What about Tyler?
I'm sure that
trinkets.
Was from the BB UK
house. It is.
A little fox.
Before she casts the soul vote to
evict. Look, Casey's got diamond earrings on. What?
That fox looks like something from the shelf in CBB.
I know.
And the neon looked like the neon from the Durham Corridor.
Casey, my little peanut. We all know this day was coming, and I know this has been the hardest decision
isn't she
that
an
you've
almond?
Had to make in this game. And I want you to know that we are all bonded for life, us four, regardless of what happens.
Oh, imagine being bonded for life with that lot.
Please, surrounded by my three best friends in this house sitting up here.
Lies.
And I'm not about to stand here and campaign against Tyler. That would break my heart. And so I want you to know that with whatever decision you make, I have the utmost respect and understanding. And whatever you decide to do, I will love you to death regardless.
Yeah, don't be dignified. Tyler, do a backstabbing speech.
Thank you, Angela. Tyler, it's your turn.
Angela's legs up now.
Julie, I just want to shout out CBS for making my dreams come true. It's my friends and family. I love
you. If you were Big Brother UK, you wouldn't shout out Channel 5, would you?
No, especially not now.
End
of
our shine.
I'm proud of you guys for making the final three.
John DeMol.
Representing for the LGBT community.
Shut up.
Anybody out there has any doubts?
Michelle Visage.
And how far I can get you, just look at these two right here. Angela.
That's true, two LGBTs in the final four.
That unheard of.
Yeah.
Probably more than one in the house I've heard of in the US.
Exactly.
Every single time flawlessly. And that being said, anybody would be crazy not to be absolutely 100% in love with you.
Aww. Oh, God. I'm tired. I'm emotional.
Just a reminder, the evicted house guest will have only a few moments to say goodbye, gather his or her belongings, and walk out the front door.
I can't believe this is happening, Manny.
And at the front of the living room, face Angela and Tyler.
Please evict Tyler. Cast
your vote to evict.
She's an idiot. She doesn't.
Alrighty, guys, here we are. She's a complete final four, soon to be final three. It has been crazy in this house together with you guys for 93 days, 24/7. You know, now both of my best friends are on the block. We have been dreading this moment. You guys are both competition beasts by far.
Lindsay's holding my
leg. And I do have a fun fact. Between the three of us, collectively, we have won 19 competitions.
Who cares?
Right, Wikipedia. Mind-blowing.
We should be so proud of that. And with that being said, on a personal level, I love you guys both. Tyler, you're like my brother. You know, you're so caring. You're just such a sweet guy. I appreciate you every morning when you ask if anybody wants some eggs. And it means everything. You know I love you so much.
That's it. Angela, she's right, Angela.
We have been so close since the very beginning. You know, people have been attacking you personally. Those are people that have no idea who you are. I know who you are. And, you know, you're such a beautiful person inside and out. You are so loving. You're smart. You're so talented. And I'm so honored to have met someone so special.
She's crying as well.
As you are. And this is the hardest decision. I love you guys so much. I want you guys to know that this is strictly game. Strictly game. And I hope you guys understand. But I am so sorry, Angela. I have to...
You fucking idiot, Casey! You just lost the fucking game, you stupid idiot! Why? No one would vote for Angela at the end!
Exactly.
Everyone hates... See that, Uncle JC? That was the coldest look ever. Everyone hates Angela! Everyone likes Tyler! You stupid fucker! That makes the final more interesting, though. Bye!
I know, Angela's mic is like pinned into her dress.
Yeah, I saw that. Casey's a twat.
So stupid, but you can't beat a nice egg in the morning, you know? Tyler's been doing the eggs. It means a lot.
Angela's hands.
Jesus, the size of Angela.
What? To Julie. Tall?
Godzilla.
You and Casey have been close. You and Casey have been close this whole summer. Why do you think she chose to evict you and not Tyler?
I don't know. Honestly, I think when it comes to jury votes, me and Tyler were pretty equal. And I think when it comes to competitions, we were equal as well. I thought it was a 50-50 chance who she was going to pick. I didn't know. And I guess it just came down to what was best for her personal game. And I 100% respect
that. Unless Casey thinks that Tyler's upset so many people.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you.
Tyler will win now.
What the whole show.
Don't you think?
Holds for the two of you.
I don't know what the future holds, but I am so excited to start our next
I hope a bit of jury rewards
maybe.
JC.
It's possible.
I'm head over heels obsessed with him, and I cannot wait to get to see him once we get out of here. 6 days, 7 days.
The goodbye messages from your house.
Something's not right with their top lip.
I know. I was thinking that. It looks sweaty.
I'm sure that you're wondering... Why the heck did I pick Tyler over you?
Backstabber.
I have a little girl
code.
Me and Tyler have a final two.
Oh, fuck
on
you.
Day two.
You ain't the only one, mate.
We even formed level six. And I hope that you really understand.
Angela, girl, this really sucks. I am so sorry that at the end...
I can't believe JC's still there, Mom.
Me neither.
I'm always going to be your friend. And hopefully, we'll get to hang out after this. Angela.
It's like yawning mid-speech.
This is the toughest goodbye message I've had to do all year. Secret number one.
Ah.
Had a final two with Casey.
Shit.
Day one.
Well, and he really honors that one.
I got the second power app.
Ah.
The biggest secret of all... is that I did not expect to come into this game, meet you, get my world flipped upside down, and fall totally in love with you. But that is exactly what I did. You're the most beautiful person I've ever met in my life, and I can't
They're
wait
welcome
to
one another, aren't they?
So
Tyler never met anyone else in his life.
In the final 15 seconds, what do you make of hearing that Casey and Tyler made a final two deal.
Honestly, I'm not surprised, and I don't blame them. I mean, people make final two deals with each other.
Yeah, her lip is weird. She got a hair lip.
And it happened before
we hair lip.
Yeah, you know when you have like a little split in it, like a little.
Oh, cleft palate.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Till the day I die.
Well, you're off to the jury house, take it back. We'll see you back on Wednesday, September 26th.
She's got no top lip at all.
Yeah.
I give you a model with no lips.
Right. A little mousy mouth.
JC, Casey, and Tyler are headed to finale night. But first, think you have what it takes to win Big Brother? Here's how to apply.
Oh, at least we know Big Brother US is coming back then. That's something. We've got something to cling on to, guys.
Oh, they cut it out.
Be sure to catch Off the Block with Ross and Marissa tomorrow on Big Brother's Facebook watch page as they welcome fellow Celebrity Big Brother alum Omarosa.
Yes! That's worth watching.
Yeah.
Surprise visit to the Big Brother house.
But you don't know who that is.
Of course I fucking don't. Nor do I want to.
I don't blame you.
Old news.
Next Wednesday, 9:30 Central, it's the live season finale of Big Brother.
So is there one more episode before then or not?
Must
is
be, right?
She didn't say it, did she?
No, she didn't actually. She just went go and watch Omarosa on Facebook.
Is that thing just on Facebook?
Yeah.
I
like that long ring.
America's favorite house guest
will be revealed, yeah. Home like a knuckle duster,
either JC, Casey, or Tyler will become the 20th winner of Big Brother and walk away with $500,000. For now, let's eavesdrop on the final three.
Why don't they count OTT?
Outside the Big
Brother
house,
I'm because ball smashers win it.
What?
Ball smashers, that's the Elias.
Jesse's shaking up the champagne.
Don't do like that. It's Grand Prix. One. Waste. Put your hand what over
tiny
it.
Tiny table.
Why do you waste booze when they don't get no fucking booze? Fucking hell. What a waste.
That is shit.
That is shit. Imagine if we poured.
Also,
like
no homo should pour bubbles like that. That's outrageous. I take it back. I'm not voting for him for favourite player. Look at those little owl ornaments on the table. Weird. Where'd they come from?
God knows.
Oh, fuck
fucking
me.
Fucking hell. Half past eight. Oh, well, it could be worse. Should we do our emails?
I guess so.
Do you want to pause or?
Well, yeah, let's pause for
let's
a minute.
Let's pause. Have a breather.
Go on.
So.
Yeah.
We've got our final three.
Yes, we have. And one of them, we would not have thought would be there.
The only positive thing I could say is, at least it's not all level six final three. And I'm glad Tyler's still there. I know it's disgusting to say, but he does deserve it.
Yeah, but I want him out.
I know, but he ain't going to be out now. And if he's at the end, he deserves to win. But if there's a bit of jury, he won't. But I, to be honest, after last year with Paul not winning, I think they will vote for Tyler to win if he gets the there.
Oh,
don't
why?
You? Because they don't want to look bitter. It's not a
the
good
jury.
Look. Yeah, it's not a good look
but
on
Twitter.
But they're
so Fauté.
Yeah,
mostly Fauté.
And Fauté don't know how to make a right decision, do they?
Exactly.
So,
and hopefully Grandpa Lou will get involved.
Caitlin will be there.
On the final?
Yeah. They all sit there, don't they? All the pre-jury flops.
I want to
Steve.
I want to see more of Caitlin.
Swaggy. Swaggy and Bailey will be reunited.
Oh, great.
Lol. Winston will be there.
I hope Swaggy's wearing a swaggly top instead of a swaggy C-top.
Yeah. Rachel will be staring daggers at Angela.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Rachel. So, back in the inbox.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Who's been in touch? Melissa Bot.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
BB20 is almost over. I'm not doing this in a robot voice because I'm over.
Both of us are so croaky right now.
Hello, human Lindsay, human Gaz, and Towie Bot. It's the Melissa Bot. BB20 is nearly over, thank God. I have lost interest in this season.
Yeah.
I hope KC or Paul wins the game.
Paul, what, Tyler?
If any of racist Caitlin, racist Angela, racist Rachel, creep JC is in the top three of America's fave player, I will mobilise my bot army and invade the human world. The finale and the rap party. Brett for America's Favourite Player.
Oh, that's interesting. We didn't think of that.
I've just realised that BB20 will be on the same night as the show shall not be... As the show shall not be named on this pod, a.k.a. Survivor, 26th of September. BB UK will have an episode as well. Too many shows, too many podcasts. Keep everything short.
We will.
From outside the BB house with Brent. Guess it means Brett. I am Melissa... Denny, Castorino, Cox, Willis, Chen, Moonves, Bot. Thanks, everyone. Removes earpiece.
Too many different references there, Melissa Bot. You lost Gaz on Brent Ogman.
No, it's the fucking Black Mirror, BB Hacker.
Melissa Bot again.
BBB20 warnings to whom it may concern, like a VM BBC
performer. Our voices are so deep right
this
now.
This is the BB Hacker call in. For the Hi, first BB time Hacker. In history, I am being nice. BB20 will wrap up Wednesday night, 26 September 2018. It's got all the hallmarks of Melissa Bot.
Yeah.
If you want to remain unspoiled, please stay off social media BB UK that night.
Yeah.
Twitter, Instagram, and even YouTube.
I'll be staying off Twitter the whole day that day.
Turn off your notifications. Clear like that VM.
Yeah.
Clear BB Superfan.
Yeah.
Correct.
We got it. Okay. Hacker.
There will for sure be Judy Chen Moonves' last ever BB.
Yeah, I think so too.
Really?
I do.
This
yeah.
will for sure be.
I do.
Ben Frau will be taking over CBS and hosting Big Brother next year. Hell's coming. Enjoy the finale, plebs. Fucking plebs.
Why? You shouldn't have read that out. Abuse.
No, I don't know if it's to us or everyone in general, probably the wider public.
Probably,
BB20. It's Jonathan Clark.
Oh God! Didn't we get pissy with him last time?
He said, "Bring it on, Rodrigo." So I guess he wants this in a Rodrigo voice.
Oh, Big Brother!
Your boy Paul has finally won. The show is over. See you next summer. Remember to. They don't even know who Rodrigo is potentially if they're BB US fans.
Don't know.
Remember to vote for who you want to win of America's Favorite Player via CBS Messenger bot on Twitter or Facebook. 15 points per account. No, 15 votes per account. And it's an international vote. I sent in my vote when I was on the A303 the other day. Also, Ginny will probably leave Big Brother after this. Mm. It's disturbingly likely that Ross Matthews will be the replacement.
No, I hope not.
Don't know how to feel about it. Let's go, American Brian Dowling.
Hello.
I don't know how that Rodrigo voice went. I feel like it fell a bit flat.
Who shall we vote for America's Favourite Player? Brett is a good one, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to vote. I don't really care. I've just decided. I want Hayley or Brett, really. I don't really want JC or Sam, to be honest.
Nah, actually, Brett would be fun.
Yeah.
Can you vote for Caitlin?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to vote Caitlin.
Yeah, that's good.
I like Caitlin.
I'm going to vote for Caitlin too. Easily swayed.
Who's next? Laurie, BB20 feedback. Facebook poster comp. Mean anything?
No, I don't know.
Video September 22nd.
Oh, was it the comps that where they watched the video?
Facebook poster comp video. You did a video.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, in brackets, and Gaz. I'm just in brackets now. Here's a short little clip, just so I could test out doing a voicemail without any notes.
What?
Oh.
Because I asked Laurie to help me out in case you couldn't do BBS.
I think we're just supposed to play this without reading the email.
Oh. Play it then. How long is it though?
I don't know. Jesus. It's a file on the emails.
Hey, Lindsay. I'm just giving a little feedback on your latest Facebook Big Brother 20 video. I had never heard the UK phrase, body off Baywatch, face off Crime Watch. And that's a good one. I'm going to have to use that.
That's a good one.
Also, when you were watching that episode with all the posters, I don't know if you had time to read all the little sayings on each of them. So I'm going to try to find those online and send them to you because I don't know how these people even did that competition. I would have been so distracted reading all that. I wouldn't have been hearing anything that was happening on those loudspeakers. It was crazy. Anyway, thanks for doing that video. Loved it.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah, that competition was good actually, but you wouldn't have been that bothered because of
past housemates.
Yeah, but it was funny. You would have been distracted if you were a super fan watching participating in it. I can't speak. We've been speaking for like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. Oh.
So there's another voicemail from Lindsay. from Laurie.
Hi, Phoebe on Blah. How long is it?
This is feedback on your surprise on the surprise eviction.
Oh, okay. How long is it though?
I don't know. 2 minutes. Okay. Four,
hey, Lindsay and Gaz, leaving another voicemail for the Big Brother 20 surprise eviction.
I did ask it to.
I do have to say, I did not like that maze.
It was shit.
Crap comp. Compared to the OTT one.
It's called the maze the same
corn thing? Maze where they were running around. Like, that was fantastic. Love that one. Angela running around in circles did look a little ball smasher-esque, though. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that little salty Sam ended up leaving. I think it was the best thing to happen for her.
Yeah.
She was getting a little weird with the cameras last week.
Oh.
This little flirty, one-sided love affair she had going with them was really weird.
Anne Widdecombe.
With the cameras.
Eating meals on the spiral staircase, people having to try to get around her while she sat there and ate was really weird. And she spent way too much time making little arts and crafts in the have-not room.
Taxidermy.
They're going to need a U-Haul to cart all that crap out of there. When she left, her standing at the front door waving back at everybody, she looked like a little girl, like going off to kindergarten or something. It was really odd.
It's because she was in pink as well.
She looked really embarrassed too to be leaving in those sweatpants and her little slippers. But you know, girl, we've been watching you all friggin' season wearing that, so it's not like it's a surprise that that's what you wear.
I like this.
I did enjoy JC and Tyler getting all snippy with each other. They've about had it with each other, I think. JC winning that final HOH, I mean, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe it.
What a moment.
The steamroll of level 6 has come to an abrupt halt. I won't say any more about the next episode since you haven't watched it, but JC screaming after he won that, "Can I get a bottle of tequila?" It was hilarious. He was so excited to have won that because he knew he was going home if he didn't. And then sitting on the couches asking Julie if he can get 2 bottles of champagne for each of them. Good Lord, there's only 4 people in there. Funny. Well, I won't say any more because I know you still have the next episode to watch. Once I know you have, I'll leave you another voicemail.
Oh, I think we've got the third one then in this series. There's a trilogy of voicemails. It's like fucking Star Wars.
It's like a bedtime story to me. We've got any other emails from other people? Laurie's voice is nice. I just can't impersonate her. Ta-ta for now.
No, I can't either. Really, I tried. Any other emails? No, this is the last one.
Is it from Laurie?
Yeah, it's from Laurie.
Oh, sweet.
Let's have a look. Oh, wait. She says, let me preference this.
Preface.
Well, she's put preference.
Preference.
Preference this. This is the preference. By saying, I found this audio file when I made the second voicemail today. I recorded it on the 12th and have no recollection of why I recorded it or who the hell I was talking about. I need to stay away from the shiny red buttons when I drink, evidently.
Maybe we shouldn't play that one.
If you
one
need
then.
Podcast content, feel free to share this tipsy audio.
How long
so
is it?
So it's not. It's called Arsehole MP3.
Okay, let's try it.
If you consider yourself outspoken and you tell it like it is, everyone around you most definitely thinks you're an asshole.
That's brilliant.
That's basically a clip that from should, Laurie's next that, Big that, Brother audition.
That should be our intro clip. I like that. It was good. Anything? Have that on a loop. Melissa, put that on a loop. Melissa Bot's not sent us a voice mashup for a while. She'll probably
do it
about
tossing
salad. I'm sure
something's coming
about
all the anal sex and whatever talk. Anything happening on Twitter this week that we need to mention?
Fuck that. It's time to go to bed.
What about that poll I did about whether Winnie the Pooh was a boy or a girl?
Guys, who do you think's gonna win BBUS?
This article looks nice from The Guardian that you tweeted, how Big Brother's unvarnished underdogs change TV. Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Read that on our Twitter.
Guys, we've got some bad news for you.
Big Brother on Blast has been cancelled.
It's cancelled. We can't afford to do it anymore.
Yeah.
No. Although we... Oh, I can't speak anymore. Guys, we can't watch the Big Brother US final together because Gaz is working and I'm working and everything. So we're going to have to podcast separately and then splice it together. Melissa Bott, maybe you can splice it together so it looks like we're talking to each other. Who knows? But, yeah, we can't...
I'll tell you who is good at putting stuff together.
Hey.
Gary.
Oh, yeah.
He'd help us out.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. So, yeah, sorry about that, but, you know, we got jobs and shit. If someone wants to donate...
It's annoying,
like,
isn't it? If someone wants to give us a salary...
Then we'll give up our jobs.
Like, I only need 25 grand a year.
I need more than that. I need 35.
Well, to be honest,
I need... Are you going to live on 25 grand a year?
No, because if someone gives me that, I'll just do a part-time job.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got you.
the PayPal. Imagine what? Someone dropped 25 grand into the PayPal.
Imagine.
I would hand my notice in tomorrow. It wouldn't be notice. I'd be gone.
We need a rich benefactor. What's going on? Can we stop?
Yeah, we have to stop. I can't find that poll that I tweeted.
Guys, it's 3:52 a.m. It's 3 a.m. in the morning.
So I asked that company to send us the BBUK merchandise.
That went well.
Just ignored us.
We ain't had a box of goodies off anyone for a while either.
No.
Well,
you know what happened with the last one.
Oh, God. We were doing so well. Oh, fuck me. Anyway, guys. Oh, we should be all right because he don't watch you.
Stop talking.
I'm delirious. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, Light of VN.
Follow me on Twitter, BB_superfan.
Who do you think is going to win Big Brother? Who do you want to win Big Brother? Let us know. Don't fucking spoilerize us in our app mentions, you motherfuckers. We love you. Read my book, First Aid Kit Girl.
No, seriously, don't spoil us.
It doesn't matter because I'm going to look on the last day anyway. So okay. You can spoilerize all you like. I won't be looking. Unless you fucking WhatsApp me or some shit. Ugh. God, I'm so tired. Anyway.
Thank you. It's been a great season, y'all.
We're sorry that my Sam impression is not going to be in use anymore. But I'll be there on finale night to cast my vote for Tyler.
Let's end it on that.
Night, night. Ta-ta for now. Bye.
Bye.